Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok & Roll, assigned to Ragnarok Story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
Well, hopefully you all can.
Welcome back to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. The group have just put down the Wraith.
We lived!
Oh my god, it's like, oh.
I don't feel so well, though.
Though we have lived, though some of us have a little less live in us.
Yeah.
Yep. Temporary, though, right?
Temporarily, until you take a long...
I want to loot the bodies.
You want to loot the bodies?
You
want. Okay. You do find a body that's over here. When you have
is
the
it
light.
One of our workers?
It is one of the commoners. Aww. You can loot 5 copper pieces off of it.
You better give it to his family.
Do I recognize the person?
It is one of the commoners in town. You do know who they are.
Fine.
You know we have that dragon on our backs, right?
You're looting commoners for a dragon.
We could just secret, like, kill it.
Oh, I might kill that damn dragon.
We have not lost all the evil members of our party today.
I was just saying.
And now, give it to him. I know him. She's not evil. She's pragmatic.
Thank you. There's a difference.
Neutral. But the dragon is a sore subject.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dragon does need a few swords on its back.
Needs killing.
Okay, do you guys go back and inspect the area where the zombies
we
are?
We should. We should really inspect it.
Okay. You go back over there and you do find a old desiccated corpse.
Ooh. How old? Like centuries?
It seems to be probably about 100 years old.
When was this... The manor was taken over by the Red Brands after the orc attacks?
Oh, that would have been like within the last 50? Year or two.
Okay.
I mean, it's very recent.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Does it have pockets?
It does have rotten old pockets.
Nothing in them?
You reach your hand into the pockets?
Yeah. She's done worse. Remember those ash zombies? My God, this woman will go through anything.
As you roll the corpse over to get into its pockets, you find 20 silver pieces.
Yay!
And it seems to be laying on something.
Ooh. Oh, what is it laying on?
You pull the cloth off and you see a bow.
A bow?
A bow.
What size bow?
It's a long bow.
Yeah, damn it!
And it seems, oddly enough, in such good condition compared to the corpse that was laying on top.
Ooh,
of it.
Magic bow.
It's like twice my size, isn't it?
It is like twice your size.
God damn it.
Look at there.
I'm as tall as I'm going to get.
It is a +1 magic bow.
Yay.
Do I get to keep this? Or what are we doing?
You just read the +1 weapon section.
+1 weapon. Magic weapons are unmistakably finer in quality than their ordinary counterparts. You have a plus bonus to attack rolls and damage rolls you make with this weapon. Some +1 weapon swords in particular have additional properties such as shedding light.
Is that what you'd like? Glowing bows?
Yes, this bow also sheds light.
Ooh. Oh, we can call her Hank!
Shame on you for the people who don't know the reference for that one.
I wasn't even listening. It's writing.
She missed it.
Yeah. Though I gotta say, that little damn barbarian and that baby unicorn, I so friggin' hated that unicorn.
And that was more of an energy bow.
Yeah.
The big difference. Plus Plus one to attack. Plus one to damage.
Wouldn't mind getting my hands on that kit, though.
I think we have to, like, watch that and do commentary on it.
That would be awesome.
Oh, the old D&D cartoon?
The old D&D cartoon.
With Willie Ames' voice?
Was yeah. He played Hank.
He played Hank, yeah.
I loved that old D&D.
Yes! Except for the damn little unicorn. I hated the barbarian.
And the barbarian.
I even liked the fact that the cavalier paladin you
was
got
a jerk.
Was such a jerk. He was such a coward and a jerk. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
I love that though. It really inspired my love of D&D.
Well, but we were playing D&D before that.
It's like, that's not right.
I'm like, that's great. Oh, wait, what was that movie with Jack Palance as the bad guy? And
God, that was that B flick from.
Yeah, loved that one.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, it's D&D.
Hold on,
come
I will IMDb it.
It was just.
IMDb it. Jack Palance was the bad guy.
They had the Elven Ranger, Elven Bowman, and they had the.
And by the way, your bow casts dim light for 20 feet.
Ooh, that's it. That's exciting.
Oh, awesome.
Here's the archer. Here's the archer.
Look at me. I'm over here. Can it be turned off and on?
It can be turned off and on.
See, I can shed light when I want to shed light, which I want to shed light in here because it's dark.
It's dark.
Was it Hawk the Slayer?
Hawk the Slayer, that's it.
Yes. 1980, he played the bad guy, Voltan.
I'm serious, you have to see this movie.
Hawk
the Slayer.
Yeah. Yes. Gort the Giant. Crow the Elf. Yeah, I remember. Baldin the Dwarf. Yeah.
Well, I got one for you.
Have it.
Oh my God, Patricia Quinn was in it.
What?
She played the sorceress.
The guy who played the villain
awesome.
In Time Bandits.
Time Bandits, David Warner.
The villain?
Love David Warner.
No, but the villain in his costume, did he not look like Venger?
He did.
That's right, he did look like Venger.
He did look like Venger from... Oh, my God.
For some, I saw Time Bandits. That's what I thought. When
Terry Gilliam must have been like...
Because I was a little kid when it came out.
It's like, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm going to totally have to rewatch
she's
that.
The cradle mirror.
Because, you know, I mean...
But yeah.
Okay, so after you guys have taken yourself a nice little short rest, so if anybody wants to spend hit dice, if you have it.
There's no point.
Okay.
No. For me, there is.
There's points.
Well,
for
you can get some hit dice back.
Ogre
can
I can't.
Get 16 hit points back.
Until I do a really long rest on it, my max hit points is 16.
Oh, that's true.
All right, you're at
16. Yeah, she is.
So you basically would roll your hit dice and add your constitution modifier.
How many?
You can basically use up to as many as you want during a short rest. But you may want to hold on to one for when you actually take a long rest. Because you don't get them back until you take a long rest.
And we have to see if there's anything else in these tunnels. What do the tunnels look like? Does it look like it was storehouses in the past?
This actually looks like it's a crypt.
It's a crypt.
Built.
Okay. So this is like the family... it's
mausoleum.
A crypt. Mausoleum. Okay.
Yeah.
See... I was wondering what it was.
Okay.
We still know that there's light.
Yes. So, you guys, what order will you be going in to pass this part?
I'll go first.
Well, if she's shedding light, I'm putting my lantern away.
Okay.
And then I'll follow in the back.
Okay. So, you're shedding dim light in 20-foot range. Which, by the way, for the group, is basically just to let you know, basically you're shedding dim light to that distance.
Okay.
Just in front of Hogarth.
Okay, so as Hogarth steps into the here, you see on the walls there's mosaics.
Oh, I love mosaics.
Of ancient warriors. Looks like a paladin fighting a dragon.
Ooh.
It looks like a big tough archer on a like water tower shooting down at orcs. You know, apparently it's like the family history of the manor.
Oh, cool. When we were in Switzerland visiting the Roman ruins of Augusta Aurica.
Oh.
They had the mosaics there, the spot you could go to see them.
Beautiful.
Love mosaics.
And as you come in, you can definitely see that there's light in this area behind where my hand is.
Does it look, and you said it didn't look like natural light.
It looks like torchlight, but it seems to be moving.
Oh.
Torchlight? How can there be torchlight after all these decades?
Yes. You'll
have, opened up and there you'll were, have there were to travel. Civilians down here.
True enough. That's true.
I'll follow her far.
Yeah. After what he just did for me, I'd follow him anywhere.
Aww.
He saved my little hide.
You're very egalitarian, sort of, you know, even though you're not really human to Lady Corlin, I mean.
But just keep in mind that I'm very fond of bacon.
Who does this?
Payments in bacon.
It's like
everything tastes better with bacon.
There's those who like bacon, and then those who are wrong. Isn't that the same?
Yeah, there's two types of people.
Trevor
people
loves
who like bacon
that
and people who are wrong.
Yeah, my son loves that t-shirt.
I love that. You may have all the bacon you like.
Okay, so go ahead and move
you
guys
know,
forward.
You know, hobgoblins are fairly human-looking.
It's they're kind of a feline-looking.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Well, ooh, I like cats.
Purr,
which way do you
want to
go,
Hulk?
Just on this central hallway here. Taking a look down at the branches as we pass them.
Yeah, okay, he's stopping to look down the hole there.
Looking there.
Okay, yeah, basically you just see more mosaics and dust.
Let's get to the
no footprints are in this area until your feet step into it.
Ooh. Did we find any of the other workers?
You did not.
Oh,
but you did.
How many did they say?
How many
lost?
How many
there's three of them that are lost.
So we found one corpse.
Yeah.
So two are still missing.
Oh.
You did notice that when you
one
first came over
maybe?
Through the cleared out area, in the rubble, these two piles of rubble seem to be, looks like bricks and old mortar. And odd piles of ash.
Ooh. Oh. Ash. Oh, ah.
Okay.
Well, that's exciting.
Somebody got zapped.
Okay.
Why did they have a fire?
And are you all being stealthy?
Sure, let's at least be stealth.
Since the torchlight is moving.
Hey, I got 16 on a stealth.
Hey.
Seriously?
14.
5.
As Hogar kind of loudly scrapes.
No, we're not being stealthy.
No, you are not.
Apparently not.
You know, we like to arrive
if
all
circumstances. Exactly.
I'm going to start singing.
Okay, I actually have to grab dun, the book.
Da 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 da. Da, 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 da. Pomp and Circumstance.
Yes.
That's the name of the music for graduations. It's called Pomp and
Circumstance. Yes. Yeah.
I don't remember the composer either.
Dun, 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 dun.
Very good.
Well, I know this bard.
I know this bard.
Yeah.
That sounds like.
This one time
at bar cap.
I was thinking the same thing. This one time at bar camp.
At bar camp. Flashes of Journey Quest. God, I seriously love Journey Quest.
Yeah, Journey Quest is epic.
That's just.
Bardic Immunity! Bardic Immunity! Have you never seen Journey Quest?
I have never seen
Journey Quest. Oh, my dead gentleman. Oh, my God.
It
is awesome.
You have to see Journey Quest. It's a web series.
I will.
It is
Journey Quest.
Awesome.
Journey Quest. Too funny.
It is freaking hilarious. My favorite are the orcs.
Oh, I love
the orcs. Oh, my God.
They are so funny.
Have we said we're still on cough medicine?
It doesn't make Journey Quest any less awesome.
True.
I'm taking cough medicine and NyQuil at the same time.
Now, whoa. Another reason we know you're not driving.
Drinking copious amounts of black tea. It's a psalm for those who care.
Ooh. Lovely.
Those of our listeners.
You know. If when I say awesome, you say lovely.
Awesome.
Lovely.
Awesome. Lovely.
When I say herbal, you say no thanks.
Did you see Professor Elemental's going to get married?
Oh. He is. Yeah, I could tell that lovely. He you know, he has a penchant for redheaded women.
Well, yeah, because I saw on Facebook when I was sick, but I there was like, because I sent a congrats, because I saw that.
That's delightful.
He's getting married. That's. Steampunk wedding of the century.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
That's delightful.
Just shout out to Professor
Flamehead
Elemental.
Ladies.
Congratulations on your pending nuptials.
Yes.
Yes.
Don't do it.
Hey!
Don't do it.
I'm very hurt.
Aw. I love being married to my husband.
Well, you too.
I did until he just said.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. You two are delightful.
No, no, don't never.
I'm not anti-marriage.
You're just
a
scar?
Little shy right
see
now.
The scars.
I've done it now.
Been there, done
this
that.
This one said that same thing repeatedly until
yeah,
this one
I
walked into the
married.
Room and said, "I got the date already scheduled."
No, no, she said no, she specifically no. came into the room, sat down in the bed, and go.
These are the three dates. That I said that you can get married. Hey, you're the ones who told me that the day before. I mean, no pressure put on by the mom-in-law. I'm just saying. It was like saying, I'd love to see you guys married before I die. Well, then I'm sorry. I'll just... You gave that to me. And
okay.
I just thought about it. And by that Monday... And that was on a Saturday. I had your wedding venue booked.
Yep.
So we digress.
Yeah, yes, sorry.
So as Hoger makes a little noise walking down the hallway.
Remind me to tell you about our Scion game.
That's the one where she gets married.
The wedding episode. Yeah.
So we digress again.
Yes.
As Hoger fails his stealth roll.
Well,
you guys,
I got a six. That's failing too.
You
failed
too.
She failed too.
I failed too.
He made more noise than you did.
Yeah.
We were very quiet.
But you hear a flickery sound that sounds almost like fire, and a voice.
Flame on. Sorry. Oh. Have you guys seen the atrocity that they're doing to the Fantastic Four? Never mind. Okay.
You're digressing again.
Yes. It's just
you hear
so
a
upset.
Booming voice that goes, "Who dares interrupt my slumber?"
Hi, I'm Tilda.
It's a fire elemental. Actually, I mean, advantage for playing to her character.
I have to. Hey! Tilda!
Just chip yourself.
Chip yourself.
Hogarth hangs his head. That'll be his new thing, his face palming for the
half hour. Sorry, they wanted to know.
This is why she made friends with the dragon.
All of a sudden, the light increases here, and Hogar can actually see as coming around the corner.
Oh God, not another wraith!
No, it's just the miniature I'm using for the moment.
Okay, thank God.
Because I don't have a more appropriate one.
Although, the miniature box is being approached.
Yes, isn't there a flamey, elementally type?
As you see this Hogar,
it's too freaking big.
But it's pretty.
So, yeah, it's a little big.
The creature's only the size of a human head carry. As a human-sized head with red flames in its eye sockets, the skull comes around with green, unholy flames flickering around it.
It's like Bob the Skull pre-trespass.
Wow,
yes.
It's Ghost
it's like
Rider.
Evil Bob the Skull.
It's Ghost
Rider.
Oh, my God, you are so cool looking.
By the skull.
You look
what?
So
and here,
awesome.
Here we are without Thrain Skull Crusher.
Just how do you do that?
Okay,
so
go ahead
beautiful.
And roll initiative.
The beautiful. I like the very much.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can 18.
Six.
22.
All is good in the universe. Jocelyn's back on the bottom.
Yeah. All's right with the world now.
But you're all about the big save at the end.
That's true. And the flamboyant speechifying.
Speechifying.
Oh, I love speechifying. That's a word, right?
It is now.
I was a bit concerned about my ability to speechify with laryngitis. So, do my best.
Unfortunately, in our Scion game, that's why we didn't game last week, so we had to miss.
I literally, my voice was literally gone.
All of us were
there
incapacitated.
Was no voice.
But we made it up with sushi.
That's a good way to make it up.
Yay, sushi.
Okay. So the skull comes and screams, and just before initiative hits, you hear it say, "You shall all burn."
Okay, I don't
well,
like
I
it.
Am pretty hot.
Okay, so Galen, it is your turn.
Oh, yes. Well, of course, I will have to fire with my new bow.
So you wait, you gotta see all those. You need to
can
get,
I? Where
you
is
need
he?
To move. You need to get within line of sight there. You need to get like right in front of Hogar.
Oh, that would be bad. I'm going to move forward over there.
Over where?
Oh, here? No. I don't have to be in line of sight right now.
Well, you do if you want to
narrow it. I know. I'm rethinking that.
You're rethinking that? Okay.
So come up around that way. And,
Here?
Yeah. And I'm going to hold action until I see Glowy Scully Guy.
Okay. Okay, so it is Tilda's turn.
1, 2, 3. I can technically share a space with him. But I'm actually... Okay. And that's only part of my movement.
Okay.
So I'm basically sharing the spot with him.
Okay.
Shooting, and then completing my movement back out of line of sight.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm going to use advantage. Okay. I got an unnatural 20.
That will hit.
Okay. And since I'm right next to Hogar, does that count for the...
It doesn't count. You have to have a friend adjacent to the enemy.
So yeah. Then I still get the...
Nice try, Rogue, but you ain't stealing that one.
Oh, you rogues. Always looking for advantage.
I got 7 plus 11 points of damage.
11 points? And what kind of damage?
It's a short sword.
Is it piercing?
Piercing, yeah.
Piercing? Good to know.
No, you know
points?
The damage kind of damage.
Okay. 11 points?
Yes.
Okay, your arrow goes flickering off and you see it just scratch the skull.
Grr.
And are you completing your movement?
Yep, I'm...
Stepping to the next
Stepping
square.
To the next... So
okay.
Behind the thingy.
All right, so it is Hogar's turn.
And prepping for this thing to come around. And as I pass it in the hall, I'm going to say, then you're going to have to come and get me.
Ooh! Starting the smash talk. Okay. All right. So it is now its turn.
Oh, good.
As you hear it start to cast a spell, it starts
talking. Oh, crud.
Magical tongues.
It might be good that we actually spread out.
Does it have a tongue?
That's kind of what I... Why I did that.
Yeah, you know, because AoE.
To like
I'm not a
caster magic.
Myself, but like, there are tales of entire units going down to this thing they call Fireball.
We don't like and, big fire.
And once
so
it finishes speaking its conversation, you just hear
it's
the voice.
With itself?
Its voice kind of starts to reverberate and vibrate.
I don't like the sound of that.
And then it's going to go.
Echo. Holy shnikes.
It can see me.
Damn flying skull.
You.
Damn flying skull.
It was going to go past you, but it seems to now be blocked.
By Lady Corlin?
Yeah. So it's going to have to stop there. And the flaming skull, it's vibrating. So it's blur image is blurred.
I guess batteries are included.
That's a good Saturday night right there.
And it's going to take one step.
Back.
Hey, by
going
forward
and
now
it's back.
It does give you attack of opportunity, but you are disadvantaged because of the spell.
Does it give me one?
It's still not.
What?
It's still adjacent to you.
Spell
it's
of what?
The spell blur.
Blur, because he's vibrating.
He's basically vibrating, and the image is blurred.
4 and 7, so that's
very bad. So
yeah,
you swing
bad.
It where you thought he
that's,
was, but he was not there.
None.
That will not hit. And of course, he's now having to change his plans because you just covered all the passageways to here.
And that's
pretty
important.
Pretty good job, guys, because he was going to go
completely
here
intentional.
And then do something to you which would be really cool, but he's now in the midst of a circle of you guys.
All right, yay!
Then we'll have at him.
Good job,
okay.
Team.
And that is going to be... Actually, no, he gets... Oh, no, okay. He does not get two attacks. Not with what he did. Okay, so he is blurring in the air, vibrating, lighting up this area quite well for you guys. It is now Lady Corlin's turn.
I will step forward. Is he still vibrating?
He is still vibrating.
Going to spend my advantage.
Okay, so it's just straight roll.
Vile fiend! Do you think that you can terrify us with your petty words and your vibration in the air? I think not, you unlawful, unrighteous, terrible interloper in my new family abode.
That was good.
That
was good. I think we have that.
So, so that's a 16.
16 will hit.
Woo!
Yes!
And that's a 1d8. So 2, 6, 7 damage.
7 damage.
Take that in the face. Flamey skull death. Flamey death skull.
Flamey skully death is skully guy.
Magic-y death skull.
And mine is pure slashing damage.
Okay. Alrighty. Anything else for your movement? You do still have movement if you want to move back or if you want to stay right there.
Because we did have a short rest, right?
Yeah.
A short rest, yeah.
If I move, I'll give him an attack of opportunity, right? So I'm just going to
cling
to him like delightfully.
Oh, okay. So it is now Galen's turn. You're going to have to move forward if you want to hit him.
I want to move forward there. So I can see him, right?
You're adjacent to him.
Yeah, but you're behind him, so.
That's
but you got disadvantage anyway, so.
He's blurry, so you're already at a disadvantage. Foul creature, may you burn in your own unholy flame. Plus.
For a second, she's taking a dice and throwing it at
the seven. I don't like that one. I'm going to get rid of it. 14.
Wow. That will hit.
Oh, good.
And that's piercing damage, right?
I'm not doing damage yet. That was the hit.
Oh, no. I know, but your weapon
yes,
is
it's
piercing
damage.
Okay.
I don't think he takes as much damage when he gets piercing.
No, actually, he does not.
Yeah. He doesn't get any damage?
No, it's
reduced.
It's that old classic D&D thing of you see a skeleton, you break out your club, not your sword. Yeah.
6 points of damage.
Yeah,
I rolled a one. It's like both my weapons are piercing, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything?
Well,
do you want to move? You saw
yes, I want to move back just a bit so that...
Would you? Thank you.
So that
you
I can...
Pop around the corner, shoot, and dive back behind the corner.
Exactly.
Okay, so Zilda, it is your turn.
Okay, I am going to attack.
Okay.
Okay, so I have disadvantage because he's blurry, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so a 16.
That will hit. Apparently this blur spell is not helping him.
And because I have a person next to him.
An ally.
Okay, that is 8, 10, 14 points of damage.
Yeah.
Okay, and now if I step back, I give him an attack of opportunity because I'm in front of him, right? Or to the side of him. So I can't move without. So I'm going to hide.
Okay, you have partial cover.
Yeah.
Not very flamboyant.
A 16.
Okay. Alrighty. So it is Hogarth's turn.
So I'm going to come up behind it.
Oh, no.
Woohoo!
Oh, dear.
It's a pizza move.
You are the one who is the fool. Flame is momentary. Steel is forever.
Ooh, I like that.
Yes. You use the great eye.
And I'm going to precision strike it. So that's going to be a...
Hold it. You're supposed to roll two 20s.
I advantage for flanking.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's straight rolls.
Okay.
Yes. What am I at? I'm at 15.
15? 15 will hit.
Woohoo! Dang, you rolled
like
well.
That.
Let's see, 10, 21, 26, 29.
Wow.
Damn.
I'm so glad he's on our side.
Damn.
Yay, hold on. Smashing it in the face.
Literally, because all they did is the face.
Yes.
Soon it will be faceless.
Damn. As the face is just shattered, the jaw unhinged.
Oh, I can't peek.
And it's just barely floating in the air.
Awesome!
Bad
and it's turn.
Can it still talk?
The head just turns
well, magic,
over.
So
the flames are flickering in its eye. And it just looks at you and says, "You will die for what you have done."
My beautiful witch.
He's got
voice.
A funny, lift now.
Yeah.
All
I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Unfortunately, those are on Hogarth's boot right now. Thankfully, he is immune to fire.
Who does?
He does. And he begins to cast
flaming
a spell.
Flaming soul would help if you're not flamey.
Yeah.
Like, is that still provoking, Malay?
It doesn't anymore.
Oh.
Which is a very dangerous thing.
Did he turn to look at Hogar after getting bashed in the
Yeah,
well, Hogar.
Well, yeah.
I think Hogar's got his attention.
So I'm just turning him around. There we go.
Okay.
Hogar loves to do that. But we love you for it, Hogar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm only alive because of it.
Your big sword swinging.
As its eyes flame dims for a second when he finishes vocalizing his spell, the blurring is completely stopped, and you just see the flame get bigger and bigger in the eyes from your point of view. As a fireball comes streaking at you point blank.
Oh, God. Oh, dear.
That could be bad. Everyone within 20-foot range, yes, it goes around corners, make a save.
Well,
what are we
saves,
saying?
Right?
It's a deck save. Sorry, a deck save.
17 saves, right?
Yes, a 17 will make it.
22.
So I don't get proficiency
does
on that.
Does a
10? You get your dex bonus.
Just dex. Okay.
Yeah.
Does a 10?
A 10 does not.
I'm dead. 14. No, you're just...
A 14 just barely makes it.
Tilda, you're a little crispy.
You're just a little crispy. We'll get a healing potion into you. You'll be right back to zero.
Right back to...
Fuck! Jesus Christ, somebody... Oh, I'm dead.
Fireball.
I'm dead. Damn. But you're only going to get half damage, right?
Okay, all of you who made the save... 15 points of damage.
Ow!
That's okay. That puts me back to where it was.
Okay.
Okay, those
How dead
who didn't
am I?
Make the save, 31 points of damage.
I am negative 15.
Which means what for the halfling?
I'm dead!
Well, you're doing death checks.
Yeah, you'll have to do the death checks. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. So... And the skull is basically sitting there. He's got fire immunity, so he's okay. Except for his all smashed in.
I'm sitting there still holding the sword, and there's a free action. I'm like, is that all you got?
Oh, Hogar.
Oh, Hogar.
We're going to have to kill it.
Yes.
In the face, quickly.
In the face.
That's pretty much all it's gonna do right now. Actually, you know what?
Well,
I'm jerk.
It's, you married him.
I'm a jerk. It's flying and it's a tiny creature. Oh. It's going to fly up to the ceiling.
Which is how high?
10 foot.
Mm. Okay.
And it's going to try zipping back.
That still counts as an attack of opportunity.
Yep, it still counts. So
get him.
So Tilda, Hogar, and Lady Corlin will all get an attack of opportunity.
I won't.
Yes, you will. Oh, no, you won't.
I will?
You don't get an attack of opportunity with the bow.
Oh.
Get him.
Yeah, he hit.
Right.
Oh.
Nine. Crit. Crit happens.
14 will hit.
Yay.
I will say you both swing.
Crit happens. 19. It's double damage.
I get 7. No, wait. Yes, 6. 6 points.
Pretty much as he starts to lift up to take off, Lady Corlin 32. And Hogar both do this kind of tippy-toe simultaneous swing thing that just both your weapons practically almost kiss and the skull just explodes.
Oh.
With flame just flickering on both of your weapons as you finish your swing. As skull parts come flittering down and a little jawbone lands on Tilda. Burnt corpse.
As we quickly run over and pour a healing.
Would you like to give me a save versus death?
That's good.
13 is there.
That's you're rolling good. You had one success. Okay, 20 would have got you back on your feet. One would have killed you.
Can we pour a healing potion
over? You actually can't. Now on the next turn, you're going up there and force-feeding poor her burnt little body in her arms.
That's
right.
She's
all burnt. Her hair.
Don't die, Tilda.
Release.
We need to.
Fight, little one.
As you rub her.
There's more loot to be had for you, young one.
Her burnt little throat. Her burnt little eyes open up and they look all cataract over. As the healing potion brings her to one hip.
If that could only bring me to 0.
Well, to 0. And then I'm assuming she's pouring another down your throat.
Sure.
And it's the second one that burns and her eyes come back to the bright, sparkly blue eyes that Tilda has.
That wipes me out on the heated potions.
You can roll
2D.
8?
2D8?
I believe that's 2D4. 2D4 plus
2.
Jawbone under my boot.
8 points.
You smash the rest of the flaming skull, vile undead.
Crushes it underneath his boot heel.
Tilda.
Damn flaming skulls.
Very brave soul.
My throat is scratchy. Water, water.
I have Tony
plenty of water
lace,
in there.
Cough syrup.
It's got codeine. You'll be happy.
You'll feel much better.
Those cleric made potions are awesome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for saving me. Please tell me it's dead.
It's dead.
It's very.
I'm gonna jump up and down on its.
As you look, there's a little jawbone laying nearby.
Gonna smash it. Smash it with the pommel of my sword.
You crush it to powder.
You mean your letter opener?
Shut up! He better have some freaking loot.
She's feeling better already.
Does a skull have pockets? Just saying.
It has eye sockets. It could keep gems.
It's like rattling. Rattle, rattle, rattle.
You can always keep it and sell it to someone as magic bone powder.
No.
No.
Sweep it into a little pouch.
If I wasn't a lady, I'd pee on it.
Piss on you.
Instead, I'm just going to dance on its grave.
That's one way of doing it.
So, what is around the corner?
Yes, really.
You guys go around.
Well, there's no longer a flaming light.
There's no longer a flaming light, no.
But her bow's a flail.
Yeah, I can turn on my bow.
There's a sarcophagus there. That you notice all the heroic mosaics that you've seen earlier. Uh-huh. Of course, now the walls are scorched horribly in the side.
That can be cleaned.
But this area of the mausoleum, its mosaics are evil and dark. And it shows that a wizard who basically slayed humans and orcs and killed a dragon. And
That we could use. Instead of one that hooks up with them.
This is what happens to elf.
Yes.
Not careful.
And
after school,
cautionary tale. It's a cautionary tale.
Yeah, wizards.
Okay, well, yeah, we're definitely gonna have to clean this place.
Inside the sarcophagus, you notice that there's a body, a headless body, with wizard's robes that have all rotted. And you see little singe marks around the collar. This must have been the flame skull's body.
Flame skull.
I think the body flame should burn. Skull.
Oh, clearly. Best thing for it.
Best thing.
Okay.
Is there anything else inside?
Let me see your character sheet.
Ooh.
Hogar also notices that there is a trophy under where it shows a mosaic of him slaying goblins and burning their very bodies to nothing.
Okay. Well, we can't have that, after all.
I'm not seeing where you're.
Oh, I think it's half
plate. You see a ancient set of hobgoblin plus one half plate.
Seriously awesome.
That never rusts or tarnishes.
Wow. See?
It even has the insignia of basically a general in a hobgoblin army.
Well, you've definitely used that.
Or warrior.
Or a king.
King, warrior. For hobgoblins, it's...
Soldier, king to be.
For hobgoblins to be a general, basically you are a warlord. You know, I should say warlord instead of general. For hobgoblin terminology.
Delightful.
Is there any money in there?
You see actually some old clay pots that actually have coins in them.
Woo!
Check for curses. It has about 80 gold pieces.
Ooh.
200 electrum pieces.
Wow.
And about 300 silver pieces.
Well,
remember, we're sharing with Thrain, and you might want to give some to the families that died.
Dragon? Coming after us? We don't have 300 gold?
I don't think he'll leave his lair that quickly.
Until he comes flying to Phandalin.
Better not.
Yeah.
Well, by that time, we'll be powerful enough to crush him under our boot.
That's our hope.
It's a good plan. It's a good plan.
Rather than going up and trying to negotiate and then trying to unleash the surprise attacks, no. No, he should be completely unaware.
Burn the towers in.
Yeah, I like that plan.
Okay.
You know, if you clean this place up, it might make a nice crypt for your family.
Oh, no, it must be clean. Now that it's safe here, and, you know, I can... tell the servants that it has been approved by the other lords as being workers safe and sort of a medieval OSHA.
You can hire a local mosaic artisan to change the mosaics in the tomb. Maybe something of your Phandalin adventures.
Yes, and I think this area needs some changes.
I take it you guys are leaving to go get back to town and mend your wounds.
Yes.
Not to clear this section of rubble, because that obviously leads somewhere else. And who knows how many dead kings are dead down here?
As you have all left, do you secure the hatch? I mean,
oh, yes. Yeah,
the you don't want people
for the meantime.
Okay, as you
Let's
guys
go to the new hatch.
As you guys head back to Phandalin, you begin recovering from your burns and your wounds.
Yeah, I gotta go spend some time at my aunt's.
Your clothes are all now slightly scorched. Your armor is covered in soot.
My new armor is perfectly fine.
Your new armor looks magnificent. I mean, it has little carvings into it. It has hobgoblin faces and different sneers on each shoulder. It's a magnificent suit of armor.
But you people
and
at Phandalin
remember,
know
it's plus one to AC. So your AC has gone up one.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. And about an hour after you've left the tomb, there's a small sound inside the tomb.
And how are we supposed to hear this?
I'm giving you a little
background
suspense. You hear sound. It sounds almost like...
dice rolling?
Almost like that. But what it really is, when you zoom in the darkness, you see the small pieces of bone knitting back together.
That Aww. Son of a...
And within an hour of you leaving, you see, there's a flicker of light in the eye sockets, and then the green flames grow around the skull, and you just hear this skull laugh. Metagaming, by the way, out of character, flaming skulls regenerate after 1 hour completely.
Are you... God, my dear. He's probably pissed about the armor, though.
Oh, yeah, you've just raided his tomb.
You burned the body, too.
Yeah, we did.
Remember?
I think, yes, we were going to set fire to his corpse, but the end of it, so... There's that.
Yeah.
But I just want to let you know, the flame skull's still alive.
When we,
Perhaps now he'll wish to leave.
Yeah.
When we discover this, I think this would be an excellent thing
Drown
to do.
Drown him in holy water?
No. We go down there with a cleaning crew after we slice him up again. We sweep him into a metal box, and we lock the metal box. And we put an explosive device on the lock, and we take it over to the Green Dragon's lair and give it as a gift for a magical item, and then we blow the lock.
Oh.
Ooh. Well, the dragon would want to open it anyways.
Well, he might open it anyways.
Give him the box and say, great, Venom Fang, this is a magical skull. We call him Bob. He's full of knowledge. He will tell you whatever you wish to know.
He's very friendly.
Because after all, he's a green dragon. It doesn't mean he's flame resistant.
Yeah, exactly.
But yes, out of character-wise... if a flame skull is destroyed, it regains all its hit points within 1 hour unless holy water sprinkled on it. Remains, or a dispel magic or remove curses cast on it.
Damn.
Well, I did put holy water on it.
We did.
You
I'm not.
Did you tinkle on it?
No, I was going to.
She's
like,
I'm a
lady for that. I'm too much of a
little halfling
tinkle.
Well,
we did say we had to bring back blessing.
And I think Twyla's tinkle is not holy water.
Tilda!
Twyla's her bard halfling.
And this one time at bard camp.
Yeah.
And anything else in town you're going to do before we head out to Wave Echo Cave?
I think I'm going to be resting, and Noxie is going to spend some quality time with my armor. She's very, very upset.
All those singed threads.
State of my shield and armor.
You've left instructions not to enter the tomb, so.
Oh, yes. I mean, there are signs.
Until we can be here to oversee what's going on.
Just in case.
Yes. I'm going to spend some time with my aunt. I could use a little of her ministrations.
You just want this.
You might need some new
honey biscuits.
They make me feel better.
It's her chicken soup.
Okay,
yeah,
so all of
the town taking a look at their defenses.
People are still giving you the eye because they're like, oh, God, is he scouting the town to keep the
raid?
Exactly. And Hogar, you probably are, just in case.
Yeah.
He's not
stupid.
There's no dragon here.
Right.
Okay, so you guys take a long rest. You guys, both Tilda and Hogar, get your cap of your hit points back. So you're back to your... So you guys are healing up, getting ready for the long trek to Wave.
So now, just to because we've taken a long rest, we are now back to a maximum
hit
point, hit points.
Well,
you've
taken multiple. You're going to get multiple days to rest, so yes, you'll be.
And I'm sure Thrain would have helped you out there. Yeah, once he...
Thrain apologizes for not being available if there's undead.
He was helping his...
He was deep in prayer and assisting his cousin, because remember, his other two cousins are still missing.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the Salted Elf was spending a lot of time praying the prey out of the prey.
Praying the prey out of the prey.
As he likes to do periodically.
That or visiting his necromantic friend.
Oh, no, his necromantic friend was going to Thunder Tree.
Aw, crap.
Evil Wizard of Thay, Green
Dragon.
How could that be a problem? Possibly the Wizard of Thay could take Sultan's place?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Betrayal most foul.
That's right.
And that is a great place to wrap it up there.
Woo! Gaming with the play.
Gaming with the play. That was...
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.